Hi, Anna.
Hi, Sam. Great to see ya.
You know what's interesting?
What?
We're pretending like we're starting the show even though we actually are doing this out of order.
Oh, God,
this is the beauty of... Should I have just like given everyone a look behind the curtain?
I think we do that all the fucking time,
that's
don't
true.
We?
I know, we might. We might. I do have some feedback to read to you, though.
Oh, good.
This is from last week's episode. Wait, what was the episode, Michael? Give him the microphone.
Last week's episode was...
The in-laws, right?
Yes, the in-laws. Wait, oh my God, now I'm forgetting. Wait, who... What was last week's...
Unbelievable.
I know both of us.
We just put your assistant on the spot here, and he's just shining right now with flying colors.
Know.
I'm going to have to read.
I don't know what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Cassie.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, yes.
Yeah, in-laws, yes.
Great.
It was just a week ago, Anna. How can you forget this?
Fuck you.
All right,
so...
Why
don't you try to memorize, like...
Trisha writes in from Florida.
Yeah. Thank you, Trisha, by the way. I don't know what... but maybe, Trisha, you're going to tell me that I gave terrible advice, which there's a high likelihood that I did.
I have not read this, so I don't even know.
Oh, great. I love like a cold read.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Sim. I'm a longtime listener and lover of Unqualified.
Thank you.
This, however...
You said that like you were thanking me. Anyway, go on. Thank you. It's like, no, fuck you. Fuck you, Sim.
This, however, is my first time writing in. I just felt like I had to, after listening to Tim from Nevada, call in with concerns about his in-laws. Anna and Mark Paul were so sweet with their advice to Tim, focusing on being very positive and basically not worrying about people that he cannot change. While I completely agreed with their advice, I was hoping they might go just a little more tough love on Tim. His main concern seemed to be that his in-laws did not want to watch his son more than 3 hours a week. My thoughts were that his in-laws have already raised their kids and that they are probably in a different chapter in their life now. Tim admitted that when they were down and out and Tim was in rehab, the in-laws were there for their daughter and son Milo. Now that Tim is back and much healthier, they are probably leaving the child raising to Tim and his wife. I don't feel that this is selfish at all. I do realize that I don't know the complete story, but that was just my take on the situation as I heard it. Just wondering if you had any other listeners feel this way. That being said, I wish Tim and his family nothing but the best. And Anna and Sim, thank you for this informative and always entertaining podcast. Love you guys and really appreciate what you do. Best, Trisha.
Oh, I love you, Trisha. Thank you so much for your feedback. And you know, you touched on something interesting, I think, which is because we always want everyone to feel safe and that like they can talk out, you know, through whatever our callers are calling about. They can be they can tell us their perspective, and we try to reserve judgment. I know sometimes I'm not always the best, but I think that you're right. But at the same time, it's really hard to say that to somebody when you're calling a stranger. And that's been that's gotten me into some tricky situations. 'Cause there have been times when I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, there's a very obvious answer here, but I don't want to be disrespectful because I don't know the whole story. Yeah. And anyway, but thank you guys. And
thank you so much. And if you want to submit feedback, just go to unqualified.com/contact. And that's also the same place to go if you want to submit a question, if you want to be on the show.
That, and we love it. We love the feedback and we love the questions. Please keep them coming.
And
we
it's not just relationships. It's about all types of relationships. Again, you know, whether it's friendships or family relationships, obviously.
And I'm really proud that we have we've sort of built this community.
Me too.
Of fuck you, Sims.
My God. How dare you? All right, Anna, why don't we do a little play-by-play here? Nina Dobrev just entered, and she is now in your massage chair. She put it on a really high setting, it seems like, and now she is completely laying flat. And what's happening right now?
Wait, okay, so it's going to come back now, but now press against it. Now it's going to measure you for a minute, for a weirdly long minute, which actually doesn't make any sense. So after
I feel like I'm in a spaceship or like a Tesla, like Elon Musk.
How does it feel right now? Are you nervous at all?
I'm
anxious, excited.
How could I possibly be? Whoa, nervous.
I know. Whoa. Tell me, it might be. Kind
What's
of
happening? Describe what you're feeling.
I mean, I'm feeling a tightness and tension. I mean, not tension. Squeezing.
Yeah, squeezing. It squeezes.
It's squeezing me in all kinds of appropriate and inappropriate places.
Yeah.
And
I swear, I think Alice and Jenny had an orgasm while I witnessed it
in this chair.
Yeah.
Are you saying that after having
we want to hear your orgasm?
Oscar? Is that what you're? I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Will you fake one for us?
If I win an Oscar, I promise to do that on stage too.
You know, my fake orgasm sounds don't sound anything like my real orgasm sounds.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've never had to think about that.
Do you want to have a fake off?
Well, hold on. Are we talking about fake with partners? Or when you're joking, like right now?
Like right
fake.
Now.
Okay.
Because I made a commitment to myself when I turned 40 that I was never going to fake another orgasm.
Okay. Smart. By the way, I think that is so unbelievably smart for so many reasons.
Thank you.
One, if you're faking it with a partner, then whatever
your body's contorting right now. Sorry, go on.
Then whatever you're faking, they're going to think you're liking and they're going to keep doing the thing you don't like.
Completely. And I just got to this place in life. It's not that I faked that frequently. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to feel really close to somebody and have like that be a mislead. You know what I mean? At all? I would rather be like, I'm actually kind of tired. Like,
let's
the Ambien kicked
morning.
In. And, do this in the morning. I'm definitely a morning girl. But no, when I joke about, because porn orgasms are fascinating. And they're a turn-on, right? But they are...
To who?
To men.
Okay.
At least this is my... I've only researched this very in a very amateurish way, but when I make noises like, oh yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, it's like it does something to people.
Really?
And it's like, but doesn't that sound like something's dying? But that's what good, from the porn that I've seen, that's what good porn actresses do, seems to me.
Well, keyword and sentence, actresses.
Yes, which I actually wanted to talk to you about.
Porn actresses.
Why do you say that's a keyword? Because I have thoughts about this.
Because they're acting.
Right,
like
right.
They're having an orgasm. They're right. Faking things.
Right.
They're exaggerating things and then setting up false expectations for the rest of us to have to live up to these...
Oh yeah!
Oh my God, Jimmy! Oh Steve! Steve!
Yeah.
Steve! Like nobody does that.
Put it in my ear. I want it in my ear.
Ay ay ay.
Any orifice, but I guess the idea of like, I guess the power play of a man being able to like contort a woman's or like to elicit that kind of noise must feel good. Or is it volume? What's up with the volume thing, Sim, from a man's perspective?
Yeah, I want to hear
Do
this.
You like if you're at a hotel with Amy, do you, and you don't have to talk too much about Amy because but does it make you feel, is it gratifying if she's really loud? So, like, the idea, like, the turn-on is that other people hear you.
I think that if she's loud,
yeah.
it signals to me that I'm doing a great job and she's enjoying herself.
But do you get off on the idea of other people hearing you?
No, not really. In fact, I don't really like that.
Did you see that face?
Yeah.
That's such a lie. He wants to walk through the lobby and be like, yep, that's the... Do you hear that noise? That was 603.
Yeah. That was the room number you were about to say, right? Not that was 6.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 It's the Radisson Suite.
I just don't want to disturb anyone. I want to make sure that everyone's enjoying their stay.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Consider it. Uh-huh. That's what we're going to call it.
He always has been. He always has been. Ever since I've known him.
I just think that...
By the way, this is going to sound terrible. We can turn it... Unless you want to keep going. Sam. All right, fine. So apologize to listeners about the weird sounds in the background.
So Sweet Nina is in my massage chair, which I got because, and I want to talk to you about this, but I also want to talk to you about the actress thing. They're both related, but it is in my massage chair that after we got picked up for season two, my feet hurt so badly that I splurged on a massage chair and I never use it. Because I actually don't think it's all that effective.
Really?
But
I'll take it off your hands.
Your listeners right now.
If it seems like an ice, it doesn't go with your room, but actually.
I know. It's horrifically ugly. And
no, I was just saying that because I want to take it.
Oh, please do.
It'll look great in my room, but it looks terrible
in
your room.
Get this massive
thing. Offer it to me. How dare you?
That's true. I did offer it to Sim. And
you can use it in my room.
Okay. You can totally have it. Nina, it's yours.
Split custody.
Yeah. Wait. What were you saying about?
Wait. Should I turn it off? I don't know. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I'm sorry, Nina.
It's because it's mine now. That's why you want me to get out of it. I stole your chair, and now you're making me.
Okay. So wait. So Nina, you are on. Do you guys shoot on the lot?
Not on this lot, but we're down the street at the CBS.
Radford.
Yeah.
Radfording it. So you're shooting. Is this, and forgive me, we couldn't find this. I asked my team of professionals here to investigate this. But they didn't do their job, I don't think. Or they kind of did.
That's probably why he's not getting the chair.
Yeah.
It's your punishment. Right. Maybe next time you'll Google and figure out, or just do your job. Yeah.
Is this your first multicam?
It is. Yeah.
How do you find the experience? By the way, fam, it looks hysterical.
Thank you. It's the pilot is terrible, in my opinion.
I think I felt the same. But first of all, I disagree.
It's not terrible, but I'm my own worst critic, and so I was cringing the whole time. I think the show was good, but my performance felt stiff, and I could tell that I was terrified because I knew that I was terrified. And then as each episode goes on, you can visibly see me relax into the character and find my character, not be as intimidated by the live audience aspect. And
right. What night do you guys shoot?
Wednesday nights, but we're not shooting anymore. We wrapped in December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, because I think, and we've talked a little bit about this, but I'm curious about your journey, because when I started doing Mom,
was that your first?
I was a guest star on Friends in their final season.
Sorry, what's that? I've never heard of it.
It was so fucking terrifying. And so that wasn't a great barometer for me. Like I just wandered around being astounded. Like, oh my God, there's Jennifer fucking Aniston. Oh my God. Like, her legs are amazing. But
I would have been the exact same. I'm a massive
fan
of the show.
It's hard to be a guest star. So anyway, so coming into Mom, it's been... I still get nervous, and I do remember one of our creators, Eddie Gordetsky, said to me during our first season, he's like, you know, in an attempt to comfort me, he said, you're the straight person, and we have to lay all this groundwork, and you should know that. Mm. And that's something that I've like clung on to because... Is clung a word? Can you use cling in the past tense? I mean, I don't know.
That's something I clung onto.
Clung works.
Clung.
I feel like that's such a stoner question. We can move on. Anyway, but I
were you happy to hear that information or
yes.
Was it off? Okay.
No, it was very comforting to me because it was like, because I didn't know my place. Like it felt like there was like, I was a T-ball stand for other people's jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was the deliverer of exposition.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like I'm not funny because everyone else was getting the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, but I just think it's such a deceptively difficult format in that you have to service so many things, especially you as the leading lady. Like,
it's tricky for sure. And I felt a lot of, I had a very similar experience. And I remember not really knowing the format and having to pick that up and learn very, very quickly. But then once I did learn where the cameras were, where you went, what the cue light was, like little right. things that we just don't have in single cam.
Right.
As you know, like you do both mediums too. There's just so many little isms that you have to learn, and it makes you kind of feel like you're doing, like you're a kid again and you're green and inexperienced, or at least I felt that way. But then once I got used to it, I didn't know, like you said, my place. Like, what am I in the show? Like, Ross was the nerdy guy.
Right.
Chandler was the funny guy. Joey was the dummy. Phoebe was the quirky, kind of like spacey one. Rachel was the straight one, I guess we'd have to say. Like, she was really funny, but she was sort of the most even keel.
She was like our emotional connection to the show.
Yes. And Monica was the neurotic OCD person.
Yeah.
So everyone had like a prototype, and
I was the stupid baby mama.
No, but you were the heart of the show too, and I'll get to that later.
In Friends?
Oh no, I meant in
thank
Mom.
You. I was like, then I should have been compensated more, Nina. I could have you talk to some people. I like this argument.
But I was trying to figure out who I was, and there was a moment in which they came to me and kind of said the same thing that they said to you, where I was sort of like the heart of the show and the straight person, so that you're the grounding force for everybody else to have them to.
Right. If you're the reactor, like the audience looks to you to know how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always a very immediately a rewarding position, mm-hmm. because like on our show, you know, other people get huge laughs and I feel like, oh, you know, like what? But
I felt the same way. I wasn't stoked about it when they told me I was a straight person. I was not happy about that. I came to do the show to be in a comedy and be funny and work on that muscle and learn. And then I started to learn that it is a bit of a give and take. The straight person can get just as much laughs, but in a different way.
It's
like the Jason Bateman thing. Like Jason Bateman is always sort of the straight man, but he's hilarious.
Exactly. It's being the emotional filter almost. Like yes, I understand that all these people are insane. So therefore the audience gets to laugh at them through us, I think. But for a while, you know, I used to always get the direction of like, throw it away. And I never knew what I was like, what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? But, and now I'm just like, oh yeah, all right, I'll fucking throw it away.
Just say it.
Season 6, fuck yeah, I'll throw that shit right into the hoop. Fuck that.
No. Well, I don't know if you know this. I don't think you know this, but if you do, tell me.
Okay.
In preparation, once I got the show and decided I was going to do it, I watched a lot of Friends, and then I watched a lot of Mom as well to sort of like study how the format is. And I loved it, but I also couldn't really understand it as a viewer. So I asked CBS if I can go visit some of the sets to like get a vibe for the set. So I did come to.
You did?
Yeah.
What a fucking jerk I am.
No, I didn't want to. It was the week after Allison won the Oscar last year, or 2 weeks after or something like that.
Oh my God.
And I didn't want to meet you guys. I didn't want to. I'm not the type of person where.
Nina, I'm so fucking embarrassed.
No. You guys didn't even know I was there. I was like a fly in the wall. I wanted to watch and observe, but I did not want to stop the flow or kind of disrupt or like be. I don't love when people come to set and try to talk to me when I'm working, because it's my workspace. And so I would never do that to anybody else.
Did you but it was see a really live great. Performance?
I came to a pre-tape.
Did it make you feel better in that like we all fuck up? Because I keep thinking, because I beat myself up when I screw up.
Me too.
Because it disrupts for many reasons. I like sometimes I in the past I've sort of like spun out, like how do I get this right? And And other actors that we've worked with can shrug it off. And I envy that. Because we're all going to do it, whatever. We have lines that we just got, you know.
Yeah.
But I always thought, like, I want to go see a live taping of another show so I can feel like, oh, yeah, other actors on other shows, like, flub their lines and it's going to be okay. I'm not going to die today. Maybe I will.
Have you been to another taping of another show?
No.
I did go to a couple live nights and then a couple tape nights to make you feel better.
Yeah.
You and Allison had, I actually don't remember you guys messing up your lines once. Every other show.
Really?
I don't want to say it was a disaster.
I love you, Nina.
But people were, like you said, they were able to shrug it off more. If they made a mistake, they go back or whatever it might be. But you guys were very, very on top of your SHIT.
Thanks.
We had to swear here.
Oh,
you were on top of your shit. Fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Everybody else felt more comfortable. And in fact, I found that even on our show, the audience liked it more when you made mistakes.
Yes, which is a relief, but it's also
frustrating.
Well, it's a relief, and I've become like more accustomed to it. And the pattern is always like I'll like fuck up a line and I'll go fuck, and then I'll go shit because I realize I just said fuck in front of everybody.
But then they laugh even harder.
They laugh, but then I'm like also like, you know, just my rhythm is like it
throws you off a little bit.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Because of the precision of the language. I don't know if how precise your writers and showrunners are with lines, but we're incredibly precise here. And if I put like a conjunction, like an and or a that, when it's not supposed to be there, I get corrected.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's like any minor shift. But I understand and I respect that now because there is such a musicality to the format, which is also why I think there's so many reasons why I think it's a difficult format, and deceptively, because I don't think it's not sort of lauded because it's an inviting format. It doesn't keep an audience at a distance. It invites you in. Mm-hmm. But between like the precision and the balancing of reality and broadness, it's just different. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you can
ooh, I love
advice.
This. Ooh, yeah, let's make it about me. Nina.
Do you find that you have to project more because the live audience is there, but at the same time...
That's a great question.
The cameras are closer and it is smaller, but they're there. And I'm trying to find... That was the biggest challenge for me in the first couple of episodes, actually from the pilot to series, which is why I cringe a little bit when I watch the pilot for when it comes to my own performance, because they kept telling me to project more and be bigger because I am used to the smaller format. And then I felt I was really big.
Well, first of all, I think you're amazing, but I think that that's misleading advice a little bit, because I think that you do have to find, because we do a lot of Soto in our show, especially like, you know, whatever, in the meetings, we're always like talking catty about each other, whatever. it's a fine line. And it is tough for an actor, I think, to have to feel true to oneself when you feel like you have to project.
It felt like I was overacting at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was so big.
But I don't know if I would listen to that.
But it didn't necessarily read like that. At other times it did. It is a very tricky format to figure out like when to do that and when not to do that.
Yeah. This has been the biggest learning. I'm still learning. It's been the biggest learning curve of my career doing this format. And I love it that people feel really familiar, like, because the lack of fourth wall, like, people feel like I that were, you know, it's the invitation, which I love. And I love the live audience. And
it's so fun.
And I love like being like working all day long, like being on the floor instead of waiting in your trailer. And then I have to call people back that I don't want to.
Oh my God. It's so true. It's so true. I don't bring my phone to set when I'm shooting.
That is so smart.
On this format, especially.
But my feet were killing me. Getting back to the massage. Our listeners are like, fuck you, Ferris. Oh, yeah. Cry me a river. Oh, you got to do faces and say words. It's, you need a massage chair.
It's good, though. But it doesn't... If your feet were hurting, why didn't you get a foot massager? Why'd you get a full body...
I just felt like, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to die.
Fuck you, Ferris. Fuck it.
Fuck you, Ferris. Fuck it. That's the multicam... show I'm going to pitch to Netflix.
Let's do it.
Fuck you, Ferris. Fuck it.
I'm in. I don't know if you offered it to me, but I'm accepting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who do you want to be? You can be the lead.
Can we play Dysfunctional Sisters?
Fuck yes.
Fuck it.
But I feel like, don't you think that I want to be like going back to, this is so broad. I want to be going back to college and we're dorm mates.
Okay. But we didn't know that we were sisters until season two.
No, maybe we're not related or we're distant cousins or some shit like that. Okay. That'd be, you know, that's when we jump the shark. But I like the idea of us being college roommates. It's so stupid. But wonderfully delicious.
Oh my God. We should get Karen to write it.
Date rape.
You know Karen McCullough.
Oh right? Yeah, I love Karen.
Yeah, we should get Karen to write it.
Oh, totally. Oh, she would get nasty with that shit, too.
Oh, she totally would.
I love it. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, we'll have our, like, special episode.
You have a lot of Oscars in your room. There's one there. There's one in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, just...
You're the best at a lot of things.
Hashtag goals.
Best employee, wait, best cousin.
You gotta look around too. I've got some anatomy over there that maybe I'll grill you about later.
Anatomy.
Yeah, you're gonna like this, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Hi. I need to put a merkin on it so people know which way is up and down.
I actually don't. You know, the thing about us is that we don't normally have to look at this.
Hey, dear listeners, Nina is looking at my vagina. And I bet you can't, well, listen, I feel like this without the visual is boring for listeners, but at some point, so wait, put that down, quit playing with my pussy. Put that down.
We should take a picture and then tweet it so they know what we're looking at.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they will be confused.
Okay, can we do a couple of things?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, later on, I did want to ask you about like the term actress or actor and what you prefer. I have thoughts about this.
I'm conflicted because actor seems more, I don't know, I don't like the distinction of it, and yet I don't like being the male version of it. Why can't we all be actresses? Why do we all have to be actors?
Yep.
Why do we convert to the male version?
Exactly. It's like in an attempt to get more credibility, we have to conform to the male perspective of it. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, like, I don't know. I think one of the more, I was on a plane. I've told this story before. God, I'm turning into that person that just tells the same stories. But I was on a plane and this older gentleman asked me what I did for a living. And I said, oh, I'm an actor. And it was like just after Scary Movie or something. And he said, oh, so you're a waitress. And
wow.
Yeah, it was a bold move. And I clearly carried it with me. Because it was 20 years ago.
Still talking about it now.
Yep. But that sort of like the idea that like the term actress is like conjures up a specific idea in people, and that's why people want to be referred to as actors. But to me, it is like the long game is why. But I also think the long game is like performance artist or something stupidly
something
pretentious
different.
Like that.
Well, let's change it though. Like why?
Because
let's find a middle ground.
I like the idea that every like all award ceremonies will be genderless and it'll just be based on like who wore the best, I don't know, feather boa. Look at Sim. Sim's taking a nap with his eyes open. He totally is. Look at him.
Wake up.
I'm taking this all in.
He does have a new baby in his defense.
Oh, I haven't been sleeping very much.
Yeah. So he did just glaze over. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I can use that as an excuse. I'm really enjoying listening to you guys.
Do we need to talk
to
about sex more?
No, oh, because I'm only interested if you're talking about sex.
Bring Anna's pussy back.
Yeah. Nina, feel my pussy.
No.
You're right. That worked. I'm back.
He's awake.
Yes.
That's worked.
I do like the idea of making it genderless in theory, and yet there would be less awards, so therefore my chances would be lower. So I'm conflicted there too.
Oh, I'm going to give you an award today.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know what it is quite yet, but I will think of one. It just feels so arbitrary. I don't know.
I know. I get it.
It's true. Like
there's two people.
I am like this stubborn
versus one person
of award ceremonies. I've never really won one except for my Stony, which I'm really proud of that.
What's a Stony?
It's from High Times magazine.
Okay. So, I still don't. What is the?
It's a bong. And
oh my God! I love it. Like Stoner, recording. Stony.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I see you see.
Like, do you use it?
Oh, well, it has been
usable.
Used. The little thing, I don't know what it is, got broken along the way. The little the thing that you put in, like the filtery thing.
I don't smoke pot, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it got broken, but it is usable. Anyway.
Okay. Because people ask me that about my Teen Choice Awards all the time. Like, do you surf on them? No, I don't. I do not surf on my teen. No.
It's an actual surfboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has
technically
to be,
does have fins. Like, I guess it could be used, but what?
And also, like, how do you where do you keep the surfboard?
I have a pool house in my backyard, and I keep them. They're all suspended, like on the ceiling, kind of.
Oh, that's good. You mean all your Teen Choice Awards? Mm-hmm. How many Teen Choice Awards do you have? Fuck. I am so.
Laura's googling it right now.
I can't remember, to be honest with you. What they do is
you have 18. You have 18 unusable surfboards in your pool house.
They put multiple categories on one. So in one year, I think the show won a category, like best TV show. I won for best actress. I got best something out. Like there was a few that we won, but they put all of them on one board. Luckily, like I wouldn't want. That's great. You get one for every whatever. Like, do we know how much? But there's
28.
Yes, but I think I have about 8 of them, physical surfboards, not all 28.
How,
like they'll put multiple awards on one.
How many did you have to go to? Wait, so you didn't have to go to. You won. Wait, how many Teen Choice Awards? Because listen. You know where I'm going.
By the way,
I'm fucking.
Anna's
having a stroke.
I mean, what caused you the most anxiety was how many did you have to go to?
It's like,
I take it you don't like award shows.
Well, not when you're not winning, Nina. No, sure don't. When you go in knowing that you're the loser, yeah, it's like, oh well, what the fuck. Gotta put on these fucking sequins. Fuck this shit. Okay, so can we do some deal breakers?
What does that mean?
Okay, imagine you're single. Okay. I won't press you if you are or not. I don't know. But are these deal breakers?
Okay.
He describes himself as spiritual.
That is not a deal breaker. If he's actually spiritual. I think whatever your religion, like whatever you believe in, that's fine as long as you're not pushing it onto me. If he's pushing, then it's a deal breaker.
Well, okay, so the thing with why I wanted to ask you about the spiritual idea was because I have a thing with the idea of self-describers.
Got it. Oh, the operative word was they describe themselves, not if you're talking about what you're, yeah. If I ask them.
Right. Like I'm a really, you know, creative spirit, because I didn't encounter that kind of person until Los Angeles. At least maybe I wasn't aware of it until I moved to Los Angeles.
No, they're only here. They all move from wherever they are to here. Yeah. It's a Mecca.
And so then there's like the salesmanship element of like, yeah, well, you know, like I'm the kind of person who wants to overcome all obstacles or whatever. Like,
you're like, have a glass of wine.
Yeah, me too.
All obstacles will be obsolete.
Yep. I do too. But I don't need to tell you about it right now.
Especially if I don't know you, right? If you're a new friend.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm really creative and
you're like, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. But that's me being like judgmental. Oh, I'm self-describing. Ooh, but in a self-deprecating way.
That's okay. As long as you say it. Yeah. If they're trying to hype themselves up without a hype man, if they are their own hype man, I hear what you're saying.
It's like somebody vocalizing their, like, I don't know, Tinder profile. Am I using that right?
Do you have Tinder? Are you on dating apps?
No.
Have you ever been?
No.
Me neither. I think it's fascinating. I'm obsessed with it.
Actually, you know what? You might be right. Vocalizing what they say in the front page of Tinder.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Oh my God. I didn't think you knew Tinder enough to be able to say that properly.
You took an eye-open nap again. Amy, your husband has been taking naps with his eyes wide open.
Well, we're only sleeping a few hours tonight.
That's what he said, too.
Don't defend him.
Thank you, baby.
Amy,
you're supposed to be on our side.
I love you, and I love you, little one.
You are only sleeping a few hours a night. It is not defensible.
Actually, that is true.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, Sim. All right. On your first date, he's too tired to even really laugh anymore. Okay. On your first date, he picks you up on a bird scooter.
You said date.
Yeah.
Okay. If it was a fuck buddy, like a friend, like a fun friend.
I like how you're exploring this.
Then I think I think birds are fun. Before they made it illegal to bird in Santa Monica, I would go down there and we'd do, this is so illegal, I'm going to go to jail.
Wait, with your fuck buddy?
No, with my girl.
Yeah, we'll back it up.
For Julianne's birthday, I took her on a bird crawl is what I called it. So we got on a bird in Santa Monica and we went from pub to pub to pub. And we had one drink at every pub and birded to the next one.
You are an amazing friend.
It was really fun. So
my birthday is November 29th.
Oh, it just passed.
Yeah, but I got, hopefully, with any luck, I got another one coming up.
All right. We'll do that on November 29th next year.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
I'm putting it on my calendar.
All right.
Jordan, can you put it in our calendar?
Could
for next
we do
year?
It in New Orleans?
Do they have birds there?
I don't know.
We'll bring a bird.
We'll bring birds.
By the way, birds better send us a bird each with our names monogrammed in it after this.
Fucking send it. Hey, yeah. Yep.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Or lime or bird, either one.
No, I want bird, one as well. Specifically.
Okay, bird. Fine. Done.
Yeah. So in that case, I think it's cool. If it's a date and if I like this person and I'm hoping that there will be a future with this person, absolutely not. Well, then there would be no future. No. Because then I don't know.
I'm with you because there's a charm element to it, but it's almost like too on the nose of charm. It's like, give me a heads up. If you're like, you know, my car's in the shop, I don't have a car or whatever. Power went out, my Tesla's like not charged. So I just want you to know, if you have a helmet, bring it, because I'm picking you up on a bird. But like the idea of it being too cutesy. Sim disagreed. He was like, because he really wants a bird. Is this what this whole thing is about? Amy's like,
this is the difference. I think for like a second or a third date, I think
my
it
child
would be cute.
Is not going on a bird.
No, not for a first date. I don't think it's the first date that got me.
Yeah, like, this is your first impression.
I'm sure that there are people that are charming enough to get away with it on a first date as well. It's not me, but if someone is super good looking and like a, you know, water polo player, and he's like, I don't know, and he rides along in a bird scooter. I don't know why I said water polo player.
I know, but that was a great detail, though. I was thinking, like, does he describe himself like he almost made it on the Olympic U.S. Olympic water polo team?
I'm, like, picturing, like, you know, the
he
6 foot.
Almost? He was on, like, the sidelines? Like,
the sub. I'm picturing, like, they all die, then Sin goes in.
Right. I just think that, you know, if the guy is good looking enough and has the charm, he can get away with picking you up on a bird scooter on a first date and you'll be fine with it.
Wait, do you mean that as to us? Like, you'll be fine with it? Or, like,
yeah, maybe.
Collect?
I think it just depends on the guy.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I'm 42.
Right. I mean, I think you're not going to not go on the date. It just probably won't. You probably won't get a second date.
I would be like, you know what? Like, I would nix it.
Okay.
I think I would. And I feel like I'm not great with confrontation, and I don't like to.
You wouldn't even go on the date?
No, I feel like I'm not gonna hang on to your shoulders. Like,
could you not suggest taking an Uber instead?
Oh yeah, I could. Well, I'd be like,
but I guess
at that point it's over.
I just don't like the. I don't like the gimmick.
It's too much of a gimmick, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's, what if it wasn't a gimmick, is what I'm saying. What if it really, that's what you like to do?
Then that's why you, but the heads up should be
okay,
given.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, hey, do you mind? Like,
but see, I like surprises. So I would like the spontaneity, but maybe if you called and said, hey, we're going to do something, like you said, we're going to do something different. I have this plan. If you were doing it as a gesture because you wanted to be spontaneous.
If there's an emotional prep, all right, I could maybe handle something like that. But I don't want to, what if, because I don't know if I like surprises. And I don't
You
think,
don't like surprises?
Not really. Are you going to surprise me with something? Are we going to Bermuda?
Oh my God. But now I want to.
I'd like that
surprise. That's sure.
No, but I don't want to have to be the, I feel like I already react, I'm the reactor in my professional life. Mm. So I don't want to have to be like, oh my God, that was so sweet.
And be lying.
Yeah. It's like, this is, I get paid for this shit normally.
How much are you paying
me? Suck your fucking dick. Fuck you.
So what is your perfect, what would your perfect first date scenario be? If not a bird.
I haven't really dated, but because I'm kind of an all-in sort of person.
Okay. But how does somebody get to that stage though in your life?
I think that it's like do you have to trust? Been, it's like.
But is it a friend that introduced you to somebody?
Yeah.
Not
or
on,
work.
On dating apps?
Okay. Work.
Yeah.
And it's actually always been work. Well, in college.
But in college is kind of like our version of work. So when you're in college, the people that are around you,
yeah,
you get to know them. You're spending a lot of time with them.
It's like the guy who had the 4 foot bong.
Right. Yeah.
And it took me like 6 years to realize that smoking weed made me paranoid.
What was the giveaway? Why did it take you 6 years to figure it out?
Listen, I'm a long-term girl, Nina. I like to like, this can't be quite right. I'm second guessing myself. This should be making me feel as good as these other people.
I'm kind of jealous, by the way. That, oh my God, it annoys the shit out of me. So I have a lot of, I'm sure you do too. We all have, know people in this industry that are incredibly talented and creative. And all of my most talented friends are massive potheads. And I'm not.
I know.
I don't like weed. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like how I get paranoid. I get weird. I start to think what I'm saying is stupid or what I'm thinking is stupid. And then I get into a spiral and then I want to go to bed. And it's just not cool. I'm not cool on it. And I like being talkative and I can't talk. I'm like, so I'm envious of my friends who can be social and out and about. And it's clearly doing something for them because they're thriving on it. I don't know. How do I
remember one time silence in a party, like turning down the speakers so high because I had this thought that I had to share with everyone because it felt like it was so fucking brilliant. And it was like, you guys, no. What if that door broke down and 90 puppies just ran through it and just started licking us all? Like, wouldn't that be fucking crazy. Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, could you imagine the joy?
And how did the room react?
Not well. They weren't imagining.
See, I think that would be actually. I'm down with
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Nina. Maybe you know, you and I will have a private stoned party and see if we can handle it.
I think
it
the
again.
Next time I'd like to come back and do another podcast with you next year, and or sooner. And I'd like for us to both smoke a J.
I would love that.
And do right, a podcast.
We'll experiment with
on
it.
On Jay. Just to, because I think it'd be funny. We'd probably either say the funniest, coolest, stupid things, or it would be a silent interview.
It might be one of those things, I suspect, and I think I'm 90% right, that we'll find ourselves incredibly fascinating. No one else will.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. On the first date, he says to the waitress, "Hey, babe, could I get a margarita? You guys make the best ones here."
That tells me that he's been here a lot on dates. This is his spot. This is his date spot. Yeah. And he's a serial dater.
Yeah.
Bye. Babe.
This was the debate earlier before you arrived.
Babe.
Yeah.
I would be babe if I allow you to call me babe after multiple dates. The waitress is not babe.
I mean, I'm with you. That's why I tried to like do an upswing with it.
Do it again. It was so funny when you did it to me earlier.
Hey, babe, could I get a margarita?
No, no, it was something else.
Wasn't it?
Shit.
Because, well, maybe we should do a Chad. Would you go out on a date with me as Chad?
With you as Chad? I don't understand.
All right. So let's imagine if you are like, if you agree to this scenario, you are in Aspen.
Is this a real life scenario?
It can
be. Or a hypothetical scenario?
Hypothetical. Well, okay. I mean, we're not in Aspen.
I thought you were saying like if I agree to this, we're going to Aspen and you're going to find a guy named Chad. I was like,
that would be amazing. Yes. Yep. The private jet is leaving in 2 hours.
Surprise.
No. Okay, so let's say you're in Aspen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a long day of skiing, snowboarding, whichever you prefer. Okay. I don't know, snowshoeing.
Drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah.
With whiskey in it.
Yeah. So you're at like the Four Seasons bar.
Okay.
Anyway, myself as Chad sits down next to you. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait. What's Chad's bartender's name?
It changes every time.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
Name, you can call me something.
Trav?
Trav. I'm Trav. Fine. That works.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, I'm sorry to bug you. Is this seat taken?
It is now.
Thanks, man. That's cool. I mean, I didn't mean to call you that.
Man?
I didn't mean to call you that, but... Hey, Trav, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, could I get a Macallan 18 on the rocks?
Sure. Are you okay? Do you need anything else?
Thank you for asking. Sorry, what's your name?
I'm Trav.
It's Trav. Hi, Trav. Trav's awesome. He's the best.
Cool.
If you need anything.
He's like a fucking killer martini. Like if you want things dirty, Trav's your man.
Just let me know if he's bothering you at all.
Yeah.
And we can remove him.
Dude, Trav. What the fuck, man?
I actually.
What the fuck about that tip yesterday, man? Well, fuck you. Trav.
Oh.
I gave him like a 50. But anyway.
I'd love a tequila soda.
Absolutely.
Please.
Any type of tequila?
Either Casamigos or Don Julio Blanco would be great. Thank you so much.
Good taste. Damn, girl.
Sorry?
You got good taste. Oh man, wasn't that powder out there? Like that was fucking amazing, right?
Yeah.
What runs did you hit?
It didn't snow today. It was fake snow from the mountain, but it was, they did a pretty good job.
Did you hit the bunny run?
I was not on the bunny run. I was on double black diamond. I don't think they make triple black diamonds.
Oh yeah. Did you go down Oxum's razor?
Oxum's razor. That must be some back road trail. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. It's like when like the most obvious conclusion is like right there in front of you, you know? But you choose to not accept it sometimes, but sometimes you do.
It's not
skating on thin ice sometimes, you know, it's like a razor thin or whatever. God, I don't normally like go for brunettes, but you're really fucking hot.
Thank you.
You're really fucking hot.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I get you your drink? Anyway, I'm Chad.
You said that at the beginning of the conversation, Chad.
You know, what's up, girl? So what's your name?
Girl. My name is Girl.
Is there a vowel in there or is it just like girl?
Yeah, it's a U. G-U-R-L-E.
Oh, sounds like you got Me Too issues.
Okay, Chad, thank you. This has been
nice. Wait. Sorry.
That was it.
Wait, give Chad another chance. Okay, that was the rewinding of the moment. We're back into
I will attempt to be less of a douche, but it's so hard.
His name is Chad, I get it. Yeah. All right, ready? It's a G-U-R-L-E.
Oh, that's cool. So that's cool. That's cool that your parents are like, oh yeah, like we're having a girl, like we're gonna name a girl.
Yeah, they were like hippies.
Embracement of gender.
Yes, and also
which actually isn't like, you know, I don't know how, like, I don't embrace gender.
You don't?
Not really, like the concept, because I don't like concepts in general. But let me tell you a little bit about what I do. I don't know, where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool. So these mountains must be pretty high for you, huh?
It's a whole new world.
Kind of like stiff peaks, whatever.
Twin peaks?
Before we like talk anymore, first of all, I want to buy your drink. Trav, put this one on me.
Is that okay?
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know if you know about Silicon Beach.
I don't.
Yeah, it's like Silicon Valley, but in Los Angeles.
Good to know. Not aware.
Like a lot of like movie stars and like whatever, like celebrities live in Los Angeles, like Kardashians live there, whatever, like fucking like all those fucking like phony, shitty people, whatever. But anyway, that's where I live. And I started this app, a dating app called Titlook. And what it is.
Sorry, come again? What was it called?
Titlook.
How do you spell that?
T-I-T-L-O-O-K.
Okay, so it's like a, you know, serial monogamous kind of dating app vibe?
Well, there's like nothing like that involves serial, like, let me rephrase that. There's nothing that's like we haven't had any serial killers or anything like that.
Oh, good.
And
good.
We're not like sponsored by fucking Kellogg's or anything. Cause we don't,
that'd be
like, accept sponsors like that, you know what I'm saying? But no, it's like a dating app. It's like, but we cut to the chase. It's like why spend all your time like trying to, you know, whatever, promote yourself, love yourself.
Or get to know
touch
somebody.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Just tug yourself, whatever. Like it's so.
Find someone else to tug you is what you're saying.
So it's tits, and you can swipe right or swipe left.
Oh, so you only show your
I don't show my. I mean, no.
The dudes don't. It sounds like.
Yeah.
But so you don't have a profile picture of your face. It's all below the neck. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. We're currently valued at $1.2 billion.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Trav.
Do you like Maserati?
Can I have another tequila soda?
Coming right up.
Thank you.
The Porsche
on him. He's worth one.
Absolutely.
$1.2 billion.
Of course. I'm gonna actually give you the highest grade tequila.
Thank you. Then drug on us.
If we were to have a baby, like I'm just saying. I mean,
you and me, Chad?
No, listen. I don't want to, someone is
you don't
beautiful.
Seem like the baby.
Someone
type,
as
Chad.
Beautiful as you, I would not presume to like just want to go out on a date with me. But if we were to have a kid and we named it after a car, what would be your favorite baby car name? Damn, you're fucking hot.
What's the fastest car that exists? Do we know?
I don't know. Fucking spaceship.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a car, but it does carry people places. Does that count?
I'm just trying to think of the fastest vehicle that would be able to get me as far away from you as possible, Chad, at this point. So maybe the Hennessy Venom F5.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It goes 301 miles per hour.
I got one of those. I fucking love that shit.
Okay, so if we were to have a baby,
on the drive, you know, like it's she's a little high maintenance, you know what I mean?
The vehicle, or the baby, or me? If we were, so, would we be married if we were having a baby?
I don't know. I don't really fucking believe in marriage, you know.
Okay, so then that's a no. That's a no.
We're not having a baby. Come on, girl.
All you've done is buy me a drink.
What's happening? There's something happening.
Trav, what the fuck?
I'm just saying. Okay, this is Travis speaking. We have to get the call soon. Travis, the bartender, is letting you know that we need to wrap up this date here soon.
So hey, girl.
Yeah. What's up, Chad?
I got a fireplace in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to come back up, girl? It's not the presidential suite, but it's one step down.
Okay, you know, why don't you meet me there, and I will be there between now and never.
Girl.
That's a no.
Don't you say that to me. No, you can't.
Chad, this has been lovely. Thank you for the drink. It made you more tolerable.
Right. But if you're single,
which was difficult.
Like, all you need to do is just show me your tits. I promise I will. If you're not into me, you're going to be into someone.
Yeah.
And just show me your tits. I'll, like, take a picture. No problem. I got you married, girl.
And, I'm going to get you arrested if you keep talking to me like this, boy.
Chad, like, shifted.
I've never seen Chad like this before.
Wait, is Chad a character that you bring back?
Yeah, this is a recurring guy. Yes, he's one of the favorites.
Is he a favorite?
He's one of my favorites because he's awful. He's terrible.
I have had encounters not dissimilar to this experience. And it's always such a fine line because, like, part of you wants to tell the person to go fuck themselves. And then part of you wants, I mean, I'm Canadian, so I always want to be nice while telling them that they should go fuck themselves. And somebody who speaks the way you just spoke is usually completely sloshed out of their face to have the guts to be that much of an ass. So
it feels like a lose-lose to engage in any way. So yeah, like, but even try to get a reaction. I don't know.
But then at that point, it's almost fun to, like, see how dumb they can be. And
I loved how you were okay with Chad and getting another drink from Trav.
Like, it's like an experiment. Yeah, I just, like, sit there and I'm like, I will entertain this for a little bit and just see how bad it can get, because then I can tell my friends about the story later. But when they get forward the way you did at the end, that's when.
Well, I suppose Sim told me to wrap it up somehow, so I just have to.
Well, I'm surprised you did wrap it up, Chad. You don't look like a wrap it up type of guy. You seem like a raw dog.
Oh, yeah.